Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is working hard to keep his job, the most recent polls showing his right-wing party trailing slightly behind a rival coalition on the left. Netanyahu has focused his campaign on security issues, especially Iran, of course criticizing the nuclear deal being hammered out by the U.S. and other countries with Iran in that speech before Congress. Now, you might have recently missed NPR's Steve Inskeep on Morning Edition, and that's because he was in Iran and then Israel doing some reporting. He joins us now. Steve, welcome back.
Glad to be here, Robin.
So you can compare the two countries. We'll do that, but start with the election in Israel. You were there when Prime Minister Netanyahu gave that address to Congress. What were Israelis saying about the election back then?
They were saying back then that Netanyahu, although he was in a tough fight, was going to gain some seats in Israel's Knesset, the parliament, because of this speech, that it was going to gain so much attention, it was going to focus all the attention of the media on his key issues, that it was going to benefit Prime Minister Netanyahu and his Likud party. Now, he certainly did focus the attention of the media immensely on this particular speech, but left-wing parties took advantage of the opportunity to hammer Netanyahu because Netanyahu was speaking to Congress without the approval or the invitation of President Obama. And this was framed by Netanyahu's opponents as something that was going to damage Israel's most vital relationship in the world, its relationship with the United States. It would be hard to sort it out and say whether in the end this has helped Netanyahu, but you can certainly say it hasn't helped him enough because he himself has acknowledged he may well lose this election.
Well, and this tightening of the polls, we just want to be clear, it's not because Israelis don't care deeply about the negotiations with Iranians.
Well, that is something that people on the left will say, that everybody, almost everybody in Israel believes about the same way about Iran. There's a profound distrust of Iranian motives. There is a knowledge that Iran has financed armed groups that have targeted Israel. You have to go pretty far left to find people who will hold signs and placards at protests. And I did see one or two of them saying Iran is not the problem. We have other problems like the high cost of housing. But there's widespread consensus about Iran. The question is, what is the wisest way to do that, and what is the wisest way to build international support? And that is where Netanyahu's critics have been going after him.
Yeah. And for those who didn't hear, when you visited us after your trip to Iran, just the sense there, I mean, how do Iranians feel about this deal?
Oh, goodness. They are desperate for this deal. I hope I'm not overstating it, but I think that's fair to say for quite a few Iranians, especially people in the business community. They see so many economic opportunities opening up for Iran if Iran can open up to the world. And ordinary Iranians, they actually have a favorable opinion of Americans. You're very kindly treated when you're there. And you get a sense that unlike some ideological rulers of Iran, there are a lot of people who would like Iran to be more open to the world. They would very much like to end their country's international isolation. The price for that, or at least part of the price, is a nuclear deal.
Israelis feel the same way, though, about isolation.
That's one of the most interesting things I discovered in going to these two countries in quick succession, Robin, is that there is also a discussion of Israel's isolation in the world. You don't quite get a sense of it here in the United States because this country remains so strongly supportive of Israel. But in many other parts of the world, there is profound hostility toward Israel and Israelis. There are a lot of reasons for that. One of them is Israel's continued occupation of Palestinian territories that is fiercely criticized around the world. It's been deemed a problem that the United Nations and other countries want Israel to solve, and it hasn't been resolved. And Israelis on the left and on the right, by the way, I hear this from people on the right as well, will say that they feel like they're being treated like lepers around the world. That's actually a word that was used by a right-wing politician.
And by the way, in each country, how free are people, or how free do they seem to feel to speak out? It might be markedly different in Israel, maybe not.
Well, it is very different. It was remarkable in both places, though. Israel is so wide open. It is certainly the most wide open place to have a political debate that I've experienced in my travels all across much of the Middle East. As a reporter, anybody will talk to you. Even high officials will talk to you. This is true among Israelis as well as Palestinians. Even people who begin the conversation by saying, I don't want to talk, end up talking to you for an hour. So there is a really robust political debate. Now, you could argue, Robin, that sometimes that debate goes too far. In Israel, there is constantly a question of the existence of Israel. There are existential questions. Any political debate becomes an existential debate for Israelis. That really raises the stake. And even if you're just talking about something like the economy, there are situations where people will accuse their political opponents of treason. The debate goes pretty far.
Yeah. By the way, Steve Inskeep, I'm here with Jeremy Hobson. We're getting ready to end up this hour. We were were both wondering, how did you travel between these two countries' enemies within a couple of weeks?
Oh, well, I had a very forgiving family, and I came back to the United States for a couple of weeks. There is no direct flight between Tehran and Jerusalem, I'm afraid.
Well, we meant, too, that usually they're suspicious of people traveling between both. Did you have to get another passport or something?
Well, that is an ordinary thing that you do, and the Israelis also make allowances for people. They'll give your visa stamp on a card. But I do want to, and Iranians are very suspicious of Israel, but I want to mention that Iranians also have a rather robust debate, even though it is clearly repressed in many instances by the government.
NPR's Morning Edition host Steve Inskeep on some pretty terrific traveling. Steve, thanks for talking to us about it.
Always a pleasure. And I'll come by anytime.
Thank you.
Although I feel like I have slept in by a lot this morning because Steve Inskeep is on my radio.
Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.